Before the KJTR project, the zoo had a lot of more visitors than it is currently. Just because one way or the other, there was a wrong impression out there that because the project was going on, Kumasi Zoo was also closed down. But that is not it. We have done everything possible to alert and tell the general public that Kumasi Zoo has not been closed down. It is still operating the same hours from Monday to Sunday. We open at 8 o'clock and close at 5 o'clock. We still get visitors. It's just that the numbers are not encouraging. It's not like it used to be some years back before the project started.
You know, you, apart from you serving the purposes for research, education, and
conservation education,
yes,
rescue place.
You are also supposed to generate some income.
Of course.
How serious is this impact of the project in terms of patronage? Facility.
Obviously, if our numbers some years were very high and we're making more revenue and it has come down now, it also means that our revenue are also low. But I'm not saying that revenue is not important. Revenue is very, very important as it helps the development of the nation. But you also look at the importance of the zoo, which is, we mentioned, conservation education. Apart from that, students come here to do research and to study. Then Kumasi Zoo also serves as a place where rescued animals are also brought in for care. And those animals that we're able to care for properly and they recover, they are released back into the wild. And we think this is a very, very important thing the zoo is doing.
Is it possible we can get an idea as to the figures in terms of visitors? If how we want to know the trend?
Yes, if we want to look at the trend, before the project started, we were getting over 100 and something thousand visitors annually. Now we are getting about 17,000 annually, which means it has come down drastically.
Dr. Zika also disclosed that the zoo has been protecting a lot of stray reptiles, mostly crocodiles, from the Kumasi metropolis in recent times, particularly during the rainy season as a result of floods.
In Kumasi presently, it is very common that we are called to say there is a crocodile in maybe somebody's yard. Even we've rescued crocodiles from people's shops. And it's a very common thing because I would say there's a lot of encroachment into wild animals' habitats. People are building in areas that have water bodies. And of course, some of these water bodies have crocodiles which were their natural or which are their natural habitat. So sometimes when flooding comes and there is too much water, these animals move into people's houses and we are called upon to go and rescue them. So when we rescue these crocodiles and then they are hurt, we bring them here, rehabilitate them, make them healthy, and then we release them to designated places where we think that they will not be disturbed by the general public. The same way people go to farms and they meet sometimes poachers or hunters, kill female animals and leave their young ones. So sometimes people also rescue them and bring them here. We take care of them and then release them. So these are some of the things that we also do.
You heard the manager of the Kumasi Zoo, Dr. Meyer Zika, in that interview with our correspondent, Nicholas Osewusu.